I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy. Tonight is Wild Out Fridays, and we have a special guest, Blanco Kane, Chicago, born and raised hip-hop artist that will be joining us tonight. We will be breaking his new single, Spendaholic. That's right, you will hear it first here only on Chocolate City Radio. This is where shit happens. I make shit pop. So, with that being said, the topic tonight is an interesting topic. I chose it. The topic is oral sex important in a relationship? And I'm going to say yes, because it offers variety and it gives you a lot of options. And men, for some women, you need to eat the pussy before you hit the box. I'm sorry. Like, you need to wetten her up and relax her and get her in the mood, and boom. And women, you know, you need to go down, slob the knob, talk to it, you know what I'm saying? Spit on the mic, make shit slippery when wet, and, you know, handle your business. I mean, it's all about stimulation. So oral sex does play a big part in relationships. I think. I mean, if it doesn't in yours, then that's your relationship and that's what you do and that's your business. So, I mean, you know, like I said, to each his own, and it also just depends on the person. You know, there are some women that will never suck a dick a day in their life, and that will also be that man going and finding somebody to stick his dick in their mouth. So, you know, it just depends. Men, for you that don't go down on your woman, when you go to work or whatever, when she has the opportunity, she's going to have the carpet muncher come over, eat her out, give her the sensation that you're not giving her, and then keep it moving. So, I mean, I guess it just depends on where you're at sexually and, you know, to decide what type of answer you want to give or how you feel about the topic. So, you know me, I'm going to keep it all the way gully and talk about me. I feel like protein is good for you, helps you get thick, helps your skin. So, you know, ain't nothing wrong with popping the dick in your mouth and keeping it moving. Pop your man off, go to work, do whatever it is you're going to do, and have a good time. So, you know, like I said, it just all depends on what it is that you're trying to do with your relationship, you know, whether it's important or not. So what I'm going to do is go in and play some music, and we're going to come back and we're going to kick it. But like I said, tonight's topic is oral sex important in a relationship. What is your answer? If you're in a relationship, do you feel that oral sex is important to you? So we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to take a call after I play my first set of music so I can go ahead and get that out of the way. So I'm going to come back and take the New York caller ending in 1802, and then, you know, we'll keep shit popping. So what I'm going to do is play Give It Up by G2 and Baylove.
Up and get tossed up. Give it up, throw it up, getting crossed up. We be clubbing cousin like 24/7. Sunday's the Reverend, tonight's free 4/11. Throw it up on the dance floor. Throw it up, throw it with your hands though. Yeah, get this party started up in here. 2, 3, 4 in the morning, what you say? We're the after party like celebration. Holiday into a telly nation. I got to give it up cause the haters hate me. Then let me see you throw it up, ladies. Get your hands up in the air. Let me see you throw it up, yeah. Get them up like it's a pastime. Throw it higher than the last time.
Give it up, give it up, give it up now. Give it up, give it up, give it up loud.
Another day, cause it's Friday. Fuck Friday, bitch, call it my day. Young E Mine's about to break curfew. Just down 6 shots, about to burst through. Got hoes from the east to the west end. Monday to Friday through the weekend. Say she ain't a freak, but she talk back like it. Call them bitches in the club, cause they act like it. So throw it up if you ain't gon' call her. Just a price for the night with a baller. And I'm back to the club very next night. Ain't no love, ho, just my super sex life. Yeah.
Give it up, give it up, give it up now. Give it up, give it up, give it up loud. Throw it up, throw it up, throw it up with it. Throw it up, throw it up, throw it up. Give it, give it up, give it up, give it up now. Give it up, give it up, give it up loud. Throw it up.
need you, let me know. Don't be shy, girl, you know where she go. Hella females drinking mo. About the time to let the thing go. We be clubbing 24, 7 holes in our back of rainbow. And if you way down before you go,
throw it up though, throw it up though.
Give it up, give it up, give it up now. Give it up, give it up, give it up loud. Throw it up, throw it up, throw it up with it. Throw it up, throw it up, throw it up. Give it up, give it up, give it up now. Give it up, give it up, give it up loud. Throw it up, throw it up, throw it up with it. Throw it up, throw it up, throw it up, give it.
So answer the question. is oral sex. Well, damn. He dropped. So we're going to bring in 7530. You're live on the air, Chocolate City Radio.
You always forget my number. And me about
you know what, because you ain't called in a minute, so that's your fault. How the hell you been doing?
I've been well, Chuck. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I can't complain. I'm, like, very blessed. And I
you
feel
sound
like
a little extra excited tonight.
I sound a little extra excited?
Yeah.
Maybe because the topic that we're talking about is oral sex important in the relationship.
Oral sex is very important in a relationship. Oral sex is just as important as financial, financially. Good head and good money keeps a relationship going good. I'm saying, because think about it. How many times you might have been at work all day, you stressed out, and you on your way home, and you lay back, what you be like? You be like, damn, I could go for some nice slow head right now. You know what I'm saying? And you got your spouse at home or something like that, they hit you off real good, and that's all you might want. You might be straight with just that. But a motherfucker telling you, oh, I don't give head. Oh, well, I guess we can't pop off then. Because head is just like, it's amazing. If a woman knows how to please her man with her mouth, and not just by just sucking it, but the way you do it, it's like that shit could feel better than actual intercourse sometimes.
So sometimes you would prefer just getting your dick sucked and not fucking?
Yep. Depending on how good it is. Sometimes I've had some things who suck it so good that I nutted, where I didn't even need no pussy. Then you get some where you be like, all right, I gotta fuck, cause you need hands on, you need head for dummies. You need to read that book.
I mean, it's like me, I'm more of a giver than
we know you a giver.
So, I mean, I do feel that there are times when oral is a must to get the woman stimulated, because sometimes you come across a dry-ass man. And what I mean by a dry-ass man is nigga can't kiss, niggas can't suck your titty right. Like, he just can't do shit. So his only option is to get on his knees and wet the box up, like, really wet the box up, put in work, and then right. Let her sample the dick game. Because, like,
nah, but,
for
but
me,
you know what, though? Sometimes it's just good to just do something. It could be just that simple to take your clothes off, get a little kissy-kissy, and then throw the dick in and start making a move. Sometimes it's good to go down, especially if it's your girl. When I understand, can't go down every woman you meet. You can't go down because not everybody cleans the same. You don't know what people's background is. And, you know, motherfuckers is out here burning this shit. You know what I'm saying? So you can't go down on everybody. But if it's your girl, if it's your wife, if it's your main spouse, she shouldn't have to ask you, yo, I want some head tonight. You know what I'm saying? It should be, like, automatic. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I come home to you, if you my girl, and I know you home waiting for me, or whatever, and you tell me, you know, because women, y'all have a way of telling us things by putting it into other equations, you know what I'm saying? Like, you won't, like, a woman won't come out today, man, and be like, yo, babe, I want some head, and I want some good head. You'll throw it in a story, you know, I was at work today, and my boss is just getting me upset. Well, you know, you the other, we ain't talking about you right now, you know what I'm saying? You got your show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about you right now. I'm talking about the ordinary, everyday, 9-to-5 women, females going to work, coming home, stressed out between her kids, her job, her friends, whatever other people got going on, her family. You know, a woman will lay there, especially if you have, you know, if you're talking to your man, he's trying to watch the game.
you know, y'all want to come to my, you know, I had a long day at work, my boss stressing me, you know, then my mother's calling me, stressing me, then my sister's calling me, stressing me, and right there and there when she's talking, but the man's supposed to, right there that's telling you, all right, she need that pussy lick real good, you know what I'm saying? And once you start going down and you start licking it, she just go, you know, she's good now, you know? But it's just, you know, it's a way of doing things. Like men, like, we don't know how to come out. We don't know how to make it seem like, yo, babe, I need that good head. Probably just come out like, yo, so you can't talk about dick tonight real quick? You can't do it real quick? You know, dude, you know, we blunt there, like, yo, saying was good for the night, though.
Oh, damn. I used to hear that a long time ago. And I used to be like, hell no. You know, that was
right,
before
that's
I embraced
what I'm saying,
it.
But see, when
that was
John,
before
you
I embraced
sitting
it.
There, we want your pussy lick, but you're not going to come on and tell him. You throw a hint to him, like, oh, man. I'm feeling mad stressed right now, yo. And he's sitting there like a word, not knowing, like, look, I need my fucking pussy lick. Are you gonna do it or what? You know. But I mean, a lot of times when people cheat, especially a lot of guys, when they go out there to try to get like prostitutes or they find other girls, a lot of times it be, you know, they girl don't want to give them head, and there's some women out here who don't be wanting to give head like that, and I'm like, yo, shorty. How you don't want to get head? You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I don't be sucking no dick. Fuck you mean you're not sucking dick? Like, I mean, how you plan on carrying a relationship with somebody if you're not trying to get head like that? But in all, every woman gives head, just every woman don't give every nigga head. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it comes down to. Just comes down to as a woman, she'll give head who she want to give head to, because I know a chick gave me head one time, and then my man tried to get head from her, and she didn't really want to give him head like that. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, nah, we give it head to everybody. All right. So I just feel special and shit. You know me.
Yeah, I mean, you're different, you know, just like I'm different. And so, you know, I put the question out there, you know, basically this is what I said on a BBM blast. I feel oral sex is very important in a relationship. Ain't nothing wrong with sucking a dick to get your man stimulated to put in work. I'm on team suck a dick. Oh,
you don't have all them niggas on BBM going crazy today, I bet.
But, you know, my shit is a felony, so it doesn't matter. But then it's like someone hits me back and they say, I think that animals lick their genitals. So being civilized, we rise above that stage and realize that anal and pussy germs should not go in your mouth or face. But then you know me. I said, but you should put your dick in a woman's mouth. So I'm waiting to see what the hell they got to say. I mean, you know, my thing is, there's germs every fucking where. Even when you fuck, there's germs. So basically, you should be civilized and not do anything.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go by, oh, everybody got germs. There's germs. Listen, if that was the case, we wouldn't even go outside if that was the case. Because you go outside and breathe germs. You know what I'm saying? There's germs in the air. There's germs when you grab your keys. There's germs when you grab your cell phone. Cause you talking into your cell phone.
Fucking money, but the bitch ain't gonna turn down no fucking money.
Right, you got germs on money. You know what I'm saying? So I mean that's just going a little. I mean, like I said, you can't go down everybody. We know that. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody washes their ass the same way. You know what I'm saying? Let's just speak the truth here now. You know what I mean? But if it's somebody you dating. If it's somebody you date, you done been on a date with them 2-3 times, you kicking it with them on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying? If you go out with somebody to date more than 2 times, then obviously you like them and everything's good, hygiene is good, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but, I mean, like I said, everybody's different, you know what I mean? I you know. I mean, I don't think I ever turned down a blowjob before. Not that I
well,
couldn't call.
I've turned down getting my my pussy ate because you just lick at certain motherfuckers and just be like, no. It'd be a waste of time, effort, and energy, and I would really hate to punch a motherfucker in his face because, like, when you
are
don't
you
do
so
shit
violent,
right.
Are you violent, though?
Say what? Because.
Why do you gotta be punching niggas in their face, though?
Because my pussy is delicate. It's like a fucking a rose. A rose is a very delicate flower. You gotta treat it nice. So if a motherfucker don't know what he's doing and he down there just playing, then no. Like, I'm the wrong bitch to play with anyway. So before we go any further, we have another caller, 9689. You're live on the air with Chalk Mommy and Tone.
Yo, what's good, y'all?
Hi.
Hi, this is Mo, self-made Mo. I seen your BBM blast. That shit funny as hell, but shout out to you. Keep giving the head. Keep your man happy, you heard? Because if a chick ain't sucking dick, I don't want to be bothered with it. You know what I mean? And back to what my man said, yeah, there's a lot of germs out there. You got to watch who you eating because you got crabs bungee jumping from your lips. Anything, you know what I mean? You got to choose your food wisely, you know? And ladies, too, you got to choose your sausage. Cause y'all be sucking some shit off a nigga dick, you be fucked up, you know? But I like the show. I'm listening to it. I just wanted to give a shout-out to you, lady, and enjoy y'all show. You heard?
Thank you. Now, this is the answer that the person, when I asked him, but you should put your dick in a woman's mouth. He's like, yes, if she chooses to be treated like an animal, bitch, but she can't kiss this Rasta unless she washes her mouth. Now, see, that
because
be the bullshit that be making me snap because, like, I know all men have different rules and regulations, right? They have different beliefs and everything like that. But at the end of the day, fucking island men are freakier than a motherfucker. They'll be quick to roll you over and lick you from the rooty to the tootie.
It depends. I'm still on?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it depends. Like I said, sexually, sex is an art. It comes with chemistry. If you got that chemistry with that woman, rather first date or the 50th date. If that chemistry is there, you want to suck her asshole, lick her toes, do whatever you got to do. You understand what I'm saying? So, and then you worry about the aftermath later. You know what I mean? You worry about whatever's going on down there later on. Hopefully the shit don't stink. The shit don't stink.
That's why you got to do the finger smell test beforehand. Like that's
yes,
in the middle. That's in the middle when you playing with her. You just stick your hand down there.
Don't even need to do the finger smell test no more. But this pussy stink. You gonna smell it through a pen. You
know what I'm saying? If you smell her pants, this game is already over. And you just smell it through her pants.
Oh God!
But nah, yo, shout out to Little Kim. I'm gonna give Little Kim a props because she made dick sucking legal and she made it good to do.
I'm glad you cleared that up because y'all was just talking about. Stinking pussy, and then you just be like, Vic shout, you give Vic Kim her props, but you know, people that little came
pop.
In. But no, if somebody would have came in on us just talking about stinking ass pussy, and then you shout Vic Kim out, they be like, well, Lil Kim, like,
No, I shout out Lil Kim. Listen, I shouted out Lil Kim, the rapper, because before she started talking about it back in her album, girls was really funny with that dick sucking thing. Now you get your head, you get your dick sucked on a bus, you get your dick sucked on a train. You see YouTube, you get your dick sucked in a supermarket. Niggas them dipped in the back of a damn Walmart. Got head. You understand what I'm saying? Little Kim made it legal and all right for y'all.
Little Kim made it legal to be a freak. Once Little Kim came out with her album, all of a sudden. Everybody named Mama was a freak. Everybody named Mama wanted
to
suck dick, kick in the ass, and all that. You know what I'm saying? She was like, you know, she had bitches out here. Listen, when you got chicks in the club singing, take it in the bud, yeah, that's tough. Come on. You know it's on and popping now. Now she's like, a word? It's cool to get fucked in the ass? Yo,
bro, I'm 37 years old, bro. I remember the era when the girls want to play with your dick and lick it, talking about I don't suck. You understand what I'm saying? Soon as Little Kim come out, they went all. It was an ice cream cone.
Listen,
they was
I understand what you saying, bro, because I'm gonna be 37 this year. And I tell you like this, I remember when that album first came out, we was in the club chilling, and chicks started singing that shit, and I didn't know what the fuck it was. So I heard
hey,
girl
Tom,
sing, I'm,
hold on.
Uh-huh?
Take a time out. Hold on. My special guest is online. Blanco Kane, a Chicago hip-hop artist. I'm going to bring him in, and we're going to finish this conversation. Hold on. 6010, you're live on the air with Chalk Mommy. You're riding the chocolate wave.
Yo, 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 what it is. But I just walk in, too. I mean, I'm hearing all kind of freaky talk and shit. What's going on?
Oh, they didn't tell you that you were being interviewed by the female Howard Stern, and it's like a sex talk radio show. Because music and sex go together. So, you know, we kind of blend the two together. And tonight's topic was, is oral sex important in a relationship?
Hell yeah.
I like the first part. I don't know about the relationship. I get scary when you talk about relationship.
Niggas say I get scared. They start cursing at you talking about relationships.
Yeah. I don't even like the R word. We could just avoid R.
Relationship is like seven up. Never have, never will.
Matter of fact, go ahead and introduce yourself to my audience before the male bonding over dick sucking starts. And I mean, I'm all team sucker dick, so I mean, don't feel like I'm feeling slighted or anything.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Hey, hold on, before y'all talk, I gotta ask Chocolate a question, right?
Yes.
Talking on that dick suck, do you gag? Do you swallow or you spit?
No, swallowing is a must. When you swallow, you
control
the
everything.
Ball.
She got the triple play.
You know what I'm talking about? You don't slob. You too grown to be spitting, right? That's what I'm talking about, mama.
Chalk Mommy is the MVP. What they said, Chalk Mommy is the LeBron James of dick sucking? That's what they said?
Anyway, I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to my guests. Introduce yourself before they start getting me all
I'm from Chicago, so you know what I'm saying. We can bypass the LeBron comments. We going to war with that coward
My bad, bro. I'm watching the game right now, bro. My bad. I'm with you. I'm New York. I'm the Knicks, baby. You know what I'm saying? Fuck LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that fat boy.
I'm a city. I'm sorry, brother. Ain't the burst your bubble.
It's all good, man. All right, so first of all, you know what I'm saying? My name, I go by Blanco Kane, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm from the Chicago area, you know what I mean? I got a mixtape coming out right now called White America, so I'm really on my promo run for that. We're going hard with that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all played the single yet.
No, I was waiting for you so you could tell us all about it. I'm about to break it, but I needed to make sure you were on so you could tell everybody about it. Because the name of the mixtape, White America, is, like, really interesting because I'm just like, it's very controversial, which means people are going to listen to it to see what kind of message you got, and then you already know Whitey going to listen to it to see what he can take out of it and try to be like, okay, this is the shit that we're talking about. People come out and they make songs like this just to start some shit or whatever.
Right.
So, I mean,
right.
Judging from what
right.
I read about you and the fact that you are from Chicago, you about that life.
I ain't no Chuck D type of rapper. When I say White America, I'm speaking in terms of like, for people that grew up, everybody got to ask, if you making money in America, you got some type of hustle going on, you got to feel some kind of way about the politics, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm just speaking for niggas like me who don't really get into that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm a nigga who, you know what I'm saying, sold drugs, you know what I'm saying, did what I had to do in the streets, you know what I'm saying? We trying to get up off of that and stay on some positive shit now, you know, jump into the music in Chicago. Damn near everybody I know is affiliated with some sort of gang in one way, either by neighborhood if you don't have no choice. You know what I'm saying? You affiliated by this area. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask you a question, bro?
What's that, bro?
I mean, I'm from New York, and my music, man, it goes long. I ain't even going to name no names on here. Later on, another show, I do that. You know, I dig Chicago style, right? But your takes on the youngin, Keith Chief, like you, the movement, what you think about that running style?
As far as music or what's going on with what he's doing, personally?
As far as Lupe Fiasco and all that nonsense that's going on with...
He's a shorty. Think about if you got on at 18, you know what I'm saying, how reckless you would be. And he's really, like, I know niggas, you know what I'm saying, fuck with fam, and he's not really, you know, taking anybody's advice. He's really doing him, you know what I'm saying? So what you get is a kid, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the history with the GDs and the BDs, they've been beefing for forever, you know what I'm saying? So with him stepping out and saying certain things, I don't think it's smart, because now you in the music, you know what I'm saying, and you mixing business with street underground shit, and I don't think that shit mix, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he's a kid, man. I can't really judge him for what he's doing, because we was just as reckless. We just didn't have a voice that young.
Thank you, but that's what I'm saying as an OG, and like I said, I'm an older G, and a lot of people I deal with, and I actually got a son that's on SoundCloud right now. My son is 16, and he's doing his numbers in New York. You know what I mean? This is not a promotion show, so I'm not gonna put it out there. But for an OG, like I thought Kanye and all these dudes, you know, the Commons and the people that came from Chicago. Chicago got a great history of music coming out from Chi-Town, from R. Kelly to Kanye West. You know what I mean? The Midwest got a great E-40. Now, they got a great history of music coming from out there. Don't you think, instead of him going in the direction of Gucci with Bricktown, who's really with that rowdy bullshit, I did this, I did that, shouldn't an OG like Common or somebody snatch him up and say, listen, young bro, we could do music this way, and you could still make it without promoting 16 and 15-year-olds killing each other?
Honestly, they so far removed from this whole scene, you know what I'm saying? Even if they did it, it'd be like going in, like somebody snatching niggas straight off the street and throwing them in church. You ain't going to really feel it until it hit home and something changed, you know what I'm saying? Within, you see something that'll make that change, something dramatic, you know what I'm saying? But like talking to him going to be like talking to a brick wall from now.
So you think it was a wrong move for Gucci and them to take on that burden?
No, because I don't think that he's finna try to mold them into anything. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Gucci, you know what I mean? He using that to his advantage, just like Keith going to use it to his advantage. You know what I mean? Gucci on the same, you know what I mean? He's still reckless himself. I mean, I fuck with Gucci, but you know what I mean? I like his music. But, I mean, I don't think that they trying to grab him and be like, all right, this is what you should be doing. They just trying to make good music.
So you fuck with Lupe too. You like his music, you like his movement.
Who you say, Lupe?
Yeah,
I fuck with Lupe.
That's what's up. That is my pleasure. I don't usually get to speak to a Chicago rapper being from New York. These are just the views, but you know, something I wanted to get off my chest, because I've been around the music for a long time.
Man, this is a whole nother climate out here, though, than that era that you're speaking of when you think of Kanye. And, you know what I'm saying? Because I came up, and I'm in that era, and I'm still out here. You know what I'm saying? So to watch the shorties, and I talk to the shorties. I take the time because I don't think not enough people doing that. They really be scared of them. You know what I'm saying? But how you going to be scared of a kid? He's a kid. He just really, you know what I mean? He ain't getting no guidance. You know what I'm saying? So I just really, you know what I'm saying? I just really think that they really misunderstood at the end of the day. And I don't think nobody want to be killing, just be killing, but...
Thank you. And I feel like it's a shame for the simple fact that, okay, we got a black president. We making the moves, like, the moves is... Yo, you guys got so much coming out of Chicago. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Chicago really stepped their game up. I mean, shit, back in the days, all we thought about Chicago was Michael Jordan. And he's from Brooklyn. Mm. And he brought the Bulls alive. You understand what I'm saying? But then the Commons, the Kanye's, the Keith, the U, the Obamas, you know, all these positive people came from out of there. So that one little mishap, you understand? I felt like somebody should have pulled old boy by his coattail and said, listen, youngin', you're making music, you're making money, you're getting your family out of this. You understand? Try to lead your brothers out of this. Because 9 out of 10 of us came from games. You understand? 9 out of 10 of us came from shooting and killing. A lot of us was facing football numbers. You know what I mean? That's a whole nother subject, you know? But then I said that, like, I try to teach my son, you know? Like, the funny shit, I'm going to tell y'all a crazy story. My son is 16. He started to smoke weed. The other day, I was going to get this nigga so fucking high that he would hate weed. You understand? But for the simple fact that when I tell you don't do it, you're going to do it anyway. But I'm going to sit there and buy fucking ounces and ounces of weed. You're going to smoke every goddamn thing until you get tired. You're grown. You want to smoke. I want to show you what this shit do to you. And he was laughing at me like, Pops, you fucking crazy. I didn't do it. I don't want to incriminate myself. But this is what I was thinking because I wanted to figure out the formula. He said, yo, Daddy, I write my best music when I'm high. And I'm like, damn, your daddy never got high a day in his life. But your uncle got high. May he rest in peace. He lost his life to the streets. You understand? And your daddy almost lost his life to the streets, but he chose to go another way in life. You know? So what make you want to get high? What make you want to go out there with gangs? But he's 16. He's grown into his own grown man. Right now, 16 is in the 21. We all know that. You know what I mean? I got a 15-year-old daughter who thinks she's 23 years old. She can tell me what to do, you know? But as a father, I try to be more of their friend and try to guide them more and try to be more in tune into their life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, boy come out of jail and his mother sitting there putting jewelry on his neck, and he's 16. I would have slapped the shit out of him when he came out of jail. But she putting jewelry on his neck and giving him his man, passing him a blunt, I was like, wow, on TV, you going to do that? Seriously? You pass a man a child, then you're giving him $100,000 worth of jewelry. I would have told him, cut the cameras off, get his ass in the car, and I'd have took his ass home. You feel me? But this is with my parents now. They're so busy worrying about the fame, world star, YouTube, the media, TMZ, that they forget that that's their child that's being exposed like that. You know?
On that note, we're going to go ahead and break Spendaholic, and then we're going to come back and bring Mr. Dolby on the line also. So go ahead, Blanco, and introduce your song for me.
All right, so this is my single from off of White America, Spendaholic, produced by C-Sig. C-Sick is a dope-ass producer, got records with Fabolous. It's so many to even name to go through, you know what I'm saying? That don't even matter. But the joint fire, you know what I'm saying? It's going to tear the clubs up, you know what I'm saying? So this is my turn-up record, y'all fuck with.
Okay, 1 second, and let me get it. Here we go.
I blow the money like I'm in a rush. We turned up, turn out for what? 100 bands in the air, watch you pick it up. What I blow, I get it back, so I don't give a fuck. Yeah,
I can't apologize for being me. Never. These niggas in my business think they TMZ. Why the fuck you trying to figure out just why I bought it?
I did it,
cause I can't afford it. Bought it cause I want it. I'm a Spendaholic, I'm a Spendaholic, I'm a Spendaholic,
let's spend it like I make it, I'm no beginner. The federalities raiding, asking where the printer. I'm sitting smiling, I don't keep you here. Connect to golf, he hiding for at least a year. Got his in my clientele, fresh fuck, I'm flash hell. Every car got bill of sales and titles in my mama name. In the streets like fuck fans. Yeah, I love my jeweler. Don't leave the crib to shop, that nigga brought it to us. Why you still thinking about a contract? A $250,000 off my contact. It got me in this bitch like fuck rap. They only do 100 singles, man. Who does that? I can't apologize for being me.
Never.
These niggas in my business think they TMZ. Why the fuck you trying to figure out just why I bought it?
I did it
cause I can't afford it. Bought it cause I want it. I'm a spender, hold it. I'm a spender, hold it. I'm a spender, hold it. I bought a chauffeur, I don't need to drive. I put some forces on it, came alive. So many taxes, I just came to sad. Man, all these bitches wanted me, I know they feel deprived. I spent $1,000 on my lady hair. So on her feet, what you think she wears? I got a bag for my sad bitch. Cause I felt guilty, I ain't never got the time, bitch. They say petty is what petty does. Petty niggas in petty clubs. One bottle, they no fun. You invite them, they won't come. Bad bitches, they gon' run. Straight up, one swipe. Ain't being cheap when that bill come. I can't apologize for being me.
Never.
These niggas in my business think they TMZ. Why the fuck you trying to figure out just why I bought it?
I did it
cause I can't afford it. Bought it cause I want it. I'm a spender.
That is a nice ass track. I have
appreciate you.
Man, it says, tell dude I'm from Florida, and I bumped that track. That beat right, getting me crunk.
Yeah. We needed something to turn these clubs up. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? That's just a small portion of what I do. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a lot of more substance on the mixtape as well. You know what I'm saying? But that was definitely what I was feeling strong about, so we rolled with that record.
Wow, I really like that, and I like your energy. So I can see you being on the Chalk Mommy Chocolate City mixtape that's going to be coming up next. I see a lot of great things coming from this. I got a hella more questions for you, but I'm going to bring Jerry on first. I know he got something to say. Hi, Mr. Dovey. How are you?
No, yeah, what's good, Todd? What's good, Blanco?
What's up, sir?
Everything, man. I'm loving it. I like that joint. I'm on the freeway, as you know. I'm headed to the East Coast. We get out to do some promo stuff with Blanco. I like that. I like
turn
that.
Turn up, Jerry. Turn up.
You know it's gonna be on and cracking. It's gonna be on and cracking. I can't even wait. Yeah.
That's the first time you heard the record?
That's the first time I heard the record. That's the first time I heard Spendaholic. Yeah. And I'm getting ready to hit the mountains of Virginia. We're on our way to New York, and so I was glad to be able to break that we were able to get this on with Chalk. I know she's got a high energy.
This is like so interesting because it's just like I feel honored that you guys came on and you let me break him and break his song in.
Yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, it just came from the studio tonight. I don't think it's the final version, but we definitely want to get the message out because, first of all, White America is getting ready to drop near the end of May, and it's a real big message mixtape. I call it an album because from what I've heard right now, all the messages tell a story. Blanco is doing a really great job getting the views out there. He has something to say, and he might be a little humble about it, but really he's taken on the responsibility of responding to some of the nonsense that we've been hearing about, you know, white privilege and white Americans, coming and presenting that story from the urban side as a response. You know, he doesn't want to take the leadership role, but too late, he already stepped out there and put the lyrics out there, put the message out there, and things is playing out well. I think it's going to be a great piece once we get a chance to get it all out there. He's got
some sense,
and I really respect that. You know what I mean?
Chuck, you from South Carolina, they said?
No, I'm from North Carolina.
North Carolina, right. Yeah, that's what Thurs from. He mixed the record. He do all Rico Love Productions, you know what I'm saying, all his engineering. And, you know what I'm saying, dude, he mixed his record, so, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's quite interesting. And I would love to be a part of the promo team online when you drop this project. I would be honored.
That's dope.
That'd be awesome.
I am a team player all across the board.
I would be honored to have you.
This is the start of a beautiful relationship.
Oh, Lord. No, I don't know what I've missed. We dialed in from the freeway, but I just know that Chalk Mommy has a wild show, and it's always interesting. I heard that. That's a whole conversation right there. She's here. But the fact that you have so many listeners is so interesting, and you give people an opportunity to put their message out there, in various countries, not just the United States. But you really kick ass there. So I really appreciate, the opportunity to get Blanco on here.
Oh, it doesn't stop.
Yeah, I appreciate it too.
You know, after the show, I do my blog, I do the write-up, and all the links that I have for him, they go out, and I tweet them every 3 to 4 hours for 2 weeks. So that gives people an opportunity to come back, listen to the interview, read what he's about, listen to his music, go to his website, go to his site, social media sites, follow him on Twitter, and like really get to know him and really see what's up with this mixtape that's about to come out, because I feel that it's going to open up some eyes, and for a lot of the youth that's not getting taught the right things in school, that it's going to open their eyes up in history, because I feel like if rappers paid attention in school back in the day and really learned history or just had parents that taught them right, we wouldn't have the situation that we have with Lil Wayne using Emmett Till's name in a rap like that.
Yeah, well, I think White America is going to touch on some of that in the story. But it's some reality-based stuff. I like the message in Spin the Holly. You know what I mean? I like the fact that it followed behind Paper No Plastic, because you got a bunch of cash, no credit cards, no credit to speak of, but you're out there, as the youngster said, trying it up, throwing out thousands and thousands of dollars. There's a message there, and White America just needs to be, it needs to be heard. They better watch out, because I believe that Mr. Bill O'Reilly is going to catch a feeling about this somehow or other, so he can go to hell.
How long did it take you to work on that project?
Man, I did over, I really knocked it out pretty quick, but I did over 40-some songs, you know what I'm saying? And my DJ, superstar G-J Quick, which was actually Gucci Mane's tour DJ for his first 3 years, you know what I'm saying? He did the Paper, No Pad, No Pencil, Traptacular, So Icy Boys 1 and 2. He did all those projects for him. So, that's my official DJ. You know what I'm saying? He did this project. He's doing the next project. He did the project before. So, we doing our promo run. We in and out of town, you know what I'm saying? So that's my man. And I shot him over all the records, and he basically Dr. Dre the whole situation.
Interesting. Now, how long have you been rapping?
Man, I've been rapping since high school, but seriously, like probably the last 3-4 years. Like, you know what I'm saying? Putting raps together and lunchroom shit, or even going to the studio, you know what I'm saying? It really don't count until you really, you know what I mean, in there hustling. And this is, you know what I'm saying? This is what you get up, this is what you do.
Now,
work.
Now, being in Chicago, like, you know, the gentleman was saying earlier, it's like so many rappers there, but, like, at the end of the day, how many of them really give a damn about what's going on, dealing with the kids, trying to be a role model, trying to come back home and make a significant difference?
You mean rappers that's on? Like,
mm-hmm.
in the industry,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't really say that it doesn't affect everybody because, I mean, it's such a serious problem. I can't see that they're not concerned. You know what I'm saying? Whether they would dedicate their time to making some type of effort towards a solution, I can't really speak on because I'm not that educated on who's doing what. But I can't say that the problem is so serious that I don't think that anybody who ain't got a heart would just ignore it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like every day. Like, walk out the crib and it's like this morning, home invasion. Somebody, 30-year-old dude gets shot in his crib. You know what I'm saying? That was this morning. Right down the street from where I stay at. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? It's like, man, I try to put my kids in an area where it don't even be all that, you know what I'm saying? But shit, it ain't no hiding from it no more.
I fool you on that because I think last year I interviewed JoJo Capone from Global Gangsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and while we're doing the interview, it's like all you hear is gunshots. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm in the building right now. But, I mean, shit, I'm where all action at right now. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, damn.
That's how it is. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. It's just, I don't know. For me, I'm a sentimental person, and it's because I'm a woman, and I'm just emotional. But.
Well, you don't want to watch the 9 o'clock news here.
Well, see, I think for me, I had to deal with my child being shot. And for me, like, anytime I hear about someone getting shot, it's just so personal because I remember how I felt when I got the message that my son had been shot and he was on life support and they didn't know if he was going to make it. And it was, like, over something stupid. And then it's like, watching the miracle that God did, saving him and, you know, making him whole and he's fine.
That's beautiful.
When I know that he's not supposed to be here. He has a testimony, you know what I'm saying? And it's like every time I would pick up the newspaper, or I look at the news and I see or hear or read, it's like you feel that emotion because you know what that person is going through, except for a person that didn't make it, because you can never really sympathize with somebody that lost a loved one like that.
I've been shot, you know what I'm saying? I've been shot. And in my situation, the bullet could have either hit my organ or hit my spine and it went right between the two. So it was like every doctor came in the room and was like, this shit, I ain't never seen this before. You the one of the luckiest dudes I ever seen. Like, they was bringing other doctors in there to look at it. And they ain't allowed to do no surgery. It just went through one side of my side and out the other side.
Wow. See? And then it's like, I know when you're out here talking to the youth, you tell them because, like you said, it could have went either way with you. You could have been paralyzed or you could have died, but you're able to walk. You're able to do everything that you was doing and deliver a message to them and let them know, like, okay, look, this violence, it's not really going anywhere. But when that's all they see and that's all they do, and for me, I feel like the news glamorizes too much shit.
That's true.
Because if you didn't make a big deal about it, you wouldn't give other you wouldn't give other people ideas on how to blow up, how to make bombs to blow up schools and this, that, and the third.
I mean,
sometimes
it just seems like it makes money. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, everything, we got this infatuation with violence. So it's like, I mean, one of people's favorite movies of all time is what, Scarface, and what happens to him at the end? You know, people want to be like him, and he got his back blown out. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just one of those things that's hard to explain where it comes from. But, I mean, I just try to do my best to make people aware of, you know, when it get real, then it's too late most of the time.
I agree. Like, I don't know. I'm just intrigued with what I was reading from your press release and what I was sent over. And then I look at the artwork for the mixtape, and I laugh because I'm just like, yeah, get them. You know what I'm saying? And the message that you're sending is like, it's something that needs to be told. It needs to be heard. And your delivery is awesome. You know what I'm saying? And we just heard that one song. I have two more songs from you to play. And it's just like, you know, like I said, your energy, your delivery, your voice, your tempo, everything is nice. It's like everything is evenly balanced out.
Man,
so
I don't
need to
be telling you that
because
I'm on your show, man.
What?
I'm on your show, man.
What? No, I wouldn't tell you that because you're on my show. If your shit is whack, I would tell you, and I wouldn't have played it through the whole song. If it ain't pop the first 15 seconds, hold on, pump the brakes, yo, my nigga, for real? Like, really?
Is that true,
though? Are you fucking serious? Matter of fact, Jerry will tell you, I don't cut no corners.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, Chuck, if your shit was whack, it'd get chopped, and there would be a hold up. Really? Like, nigga, did you really just put this on? Did you really just send this to me? To try and put this on the radio. You really push
right,
it.
Right.
Yeah, she's really honest. Right. You should watch some of the trailers from her big face.
Man, is you going to be in Miami, Chuck, for Memorial Day weekend?
Hell no. I stay away from Miami, and I stay away from Myrtle Beach, because when I go to places like that, because of my mouth, and I'm always saying my head game is a felony, people be like really trying to give me dick that I don't want. So to just keep myself safe and out of those situations,
I'll protect you.
I'm gonna stay.
Don't worry about it. I'll protect
you. Why, you gonna be there? You gonna be in Miami?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we got an event down there. We doing shooting a video, pool party with Bigger Ranking, you know what I'm saying? So we down there on a promo run.
Oh my God, why didn't y'all tell me earlier?
Because I didn't know earlier.
Damn. You know what? I'll try to see what I can do, because, you know, in any start of a relationship, you gotta Jerry,
oh, wow.
The reason why I keep saying relationship is because
I'm scared of that word, man.
Yeah, because he said he's scared of that word, because the topic tonight was, is oral sex important in a relationship?
Hell
and,
yeah.
You know,
I'm sorry.
You know me, I'm all team sucker dick. I believe it's very important. And sometimes you ain't even got to receive to give. You should just naturally be a giver.
Hallelujah.
It makes everything go smoothly. Now, Blanco, now we have another song. And
it's Blanco, baby, it's Blanco.
Blanco, I'm sorry, I'm bugging. I don't want to mess up your artist names that's on here or whatever, because, you know, I took some medication because I'm still recovering from surgery or whatever. So you might say I'm a little impaired. No, I'm not on a Molly. I don't believe you. No. So let's see. It's called Front Move. Is it Mano?
Front Move.
Yep. Now, introduce that song.
Oh, man. I love this song. This is a record that's produced by Kanye's official DJ, Mano for Trinity Crew, featuring Mickey Halstead and Tree. And basically, I put the record together and released it on a blog site. It got remixed 3 times. Like, niggas jumped on it, another nigga jumped on it, and then a nigga added some more production to it. Like, it was like a railroad effect. Like, everybody just jumped on the train. You know what I'm saying? And it made the record doper. So at the end of the day, y'all gonna hear the finished product. This is Blanco Kane from A Move. You know what I'm saying? And y'all let me know what y'all think.
That's why Inglewood, they love me. Sir Con, they'll rap for me. Wild Hunter Bounce all the way to Country Club Hills. I'm from that. Still die for me. Ain't a drippin' no fuck nigga in me. So what the fuck niggas wasn't gon' give me? Still hurt that my old man left me. I put that on granny. I'll pick up the send me. So don't
run my hood. Don't run my hood. Don't run my hood. Don't run my hood. Don't run my hood. Don't run my hood. Don't run my hood. Don't run my hood. Don't run my hood. Don't run my hood. Don't run my hood. Don't run my hood.
See, if I was a smoker, that would be a good smoking song to just sit back with the crew. And if I was a PlayStation type bitch, so it's like we playing PlayStation, I'm smoking a blunt, and I'm listening to that song, and I'm just like, yo, man, that shit is nice.
Yeah, this shit crazy spaced out, you know what I'm saying? That's some of Chicago finest right there, you know what I'm saying? Like Mickey Hoss did. I grew up with fam, and he like, you know what I'm saying, like really inspired me to go hard with this shit. And, you know, he was, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's an artist that Wayne named out as someone who influenced his style when everybody was saying that he took his style from Gilly and all that. And he like, no, Mickey Austin is who really gave me, you know what I'm saying, the patterns and such to, you know what I mean, rap like he rapping now, you know what I'm saying. And then you got Tree, who's buzzing in the city right now. He's doing Pitchfork this year. You know what I'm saying? He's making a huge wave through, you know, the blog sites and, you know what I'm saying, as well as the streets. So for them to jump on it and really, you know what I mean, reach out to me to do it, and I ain't, you know what I'm saying, have to call them and be like, man, you know what I mean, I got this amount of dollars for you to make this happen. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't none of that. It was all organic. You know what I'm saying? As well as, you know, Kanye West, official DJ, not one of his DJs, his only DJ. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with that nigga hard. You know what I'm saying? He a good dude. You know what I mean? And for all them to jump on that, I love that song.
They showed you love. I mean, but then, you know, you got to think about it. When you are a good dude and you're doing good things and you're making good moves, it only makes sense to be a part of that. Agree?
I didn't hear you. What you say?
I said, when you're a good dude making good moves and you got a good project, it's only right to jump on it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it just show that, you know what I'm saying, they some real niggas, though, at the end of the day, because a lot of dudes, they get so wrapped up in the, you know what I mean, different hypes and stuff, they don't even, you know what I'm saying, they don't hear what's going on in the street, or they don't care, you know what I'm saying? But these dudes really, you know what I'm saying, be like, man, I fuck with this dude. Like, Tree did a project called Tree Feature in the City and put all Chicago artists on there. You know what I'm saying? So for me to even be speaking on him on my interview, you know I fuck with him.
Of course.
Like that.
Now, this is the question, because I've seen your picture, and you're, like, very, very, very attractive, okay? Now, here's the kicker.
That.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, thank God and your parents, because that's where you got it from. Now, when you're out on the road, what is a turn on and a turn off for you with a female?
The turn on would just have to be just like somebody who know that just had that confidence in themselves. You know what I'm saying? They got that swag. Like I just be attracted to a confident chick that know her worth. Like, I just hate the thirsty extraness. You know what I'm saying? That groupie shit, that shit kills me. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't name dropping and all that. Like, that don't impress me. You know, oh, he's just with Waka Flocka. I don't care about all that.
I feel you. I can't stand groupies either. That'd be, like, the biggest turnoff. I think that's why I'm single. Because, like, the dude reads something, sees something, and he just be, like, he turned into a pussy pop. And that's just, like,
And it helps if she loves the strippers, because I love the strippers, too. We go to the strip club together.
Oh, for real? You know what? I was just in the strip club Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like, yeah. What strip club out there?
It was Cabaret. It was Cabaret.
I heard of Cabaret. I ain't never been there.
It's actually nice. Q Diddy owns it. And I would have to say he has, like, a lot of interesting-looking females in there. Some bad bitches and some bad, like, not good bad bitches. You know what I mean? But it's, like, a variety.
It's always going to be a mixture.
You know what? For me, I just think that when I was coming up, strip clubs, you had to be a bad bitch to be a stripper. You know,
there was no party Chicago.
Bitches. See, that's just like, you know, so when I finally went to a strip club and I got my first lap dance, I really liked the chick. And I'm like, yo, like, I could take you shopping and then bring you home and then meet you and my man, we could get it in. Like, you know, that's just like, that's my mindset or whatever. So now when I go to the strip club, I'm just like, ooh, really? Like, you know, I guess it's just like different strokes for different folks. It's like a different female in there for different men. But, you know, I think like for an artist, it's nice to go in there and be appreciated. And then it's like when you see a chick hop up on the stage and dance to your song, it's like, okay, cool, I'm doing good because I got females dancing, making their money off my music, so I know I must be doing something right.
You want me to tell you something funny, though? When I was
yeah.
in Atlanta at Onyx, and I came in and I had to shave. I had just got through shooting the video, the Paper No Plastic video. So I left directly from the video shoot and pulled up with the camera crew in the car at Onyx and walked in there. And the camera crew, they went their own way. They weren't going to the strip club. So me and my people went in there. And all the strippers was like, French Montana is in here. And was like, really trying to take my shades off my face. And like, you are French Montana trying to tell me. And I'm like, no, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? It was like really making me mad, though. Like, and I, you know, I fuck with friends, but I'm like, man, I don't look like that much like that man.
Because I didn't see a little bulge in your stomach. I didn't see you having a little pot belly. And French got a little pot belly. I don't see that in your shirt.
Yeah,
and
maybe
it's more
so, I guess, is the complexion.
A light skinned brothers all look the same.
Yeah, I think we all look alike.
I think you're cuter than French. French just has this look about him. You have this look like, don't even come up in my face and play with me, because I will really fuck you up. Not physically.
You know what?
Like,
and a lot of people tell
things.
Me that, and I don't even, you know what I'm saying? I don't even, I'm really cooler than that, but a lot of people just really be kind of standoffish or be like, I'm an asshole, and they never spoke to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't even get that, like, you ain't never said nothing to me. I'm supposed to walk around like, hey, how you doing? My name's Blanco.
I mean, some people feel like you should do that because, like, when you're an artist, people already have in their mind how an artist should act or what an artist should do without even really knowing that person or not knowing their background or what they've been through. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got some artists that come, do what the hell they came to do, and get the hell on. And you have some artists that are super friendly, that like to hang out and, you know,
But I am too, but I'm not going to speak to everybody in the room when I walk in the room. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, it'd be different if it's like my party or something, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just in the club. Well, I'm supposed to be like, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? It's just been really like, I asked this chick, I'm like, man, what? I mean, because she made a remark, and I'm like, well, how do you see me? And she was like, what's the guy that everybody's scared of? And I'm like, I mean, why do you see me like that? Like, I don't get it.
I mean, you just have that I'm nothing to play with look on your face. And, I mean, it's sexy because to women, we like things like that because then we'd be like, oh, I know that motherfucker will fuck me right. You know what I'm saying? It's like women have
That's
different
true.
Conceptions in their mind when you have, like, a hard look on your face. Like, they can visualize you just snatching them up, pushing them up against the wall, pulling their pants down, and fucking them from the back. And then go about your business. You know what I'm saying? We could be, like, visualizing you as a rough fucker. Or, like, all different kinds of things. And it's like, when you are artists, females tend to get caught up in so many different things, and it's like they may miss the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just say, for instance, I wasn't Top Mommy. I'm Pam, and I see you out. And because you're cute or whatever, I think I would ask you, like, the oddest questions ever. And that's because I'm different.
Okay.
And it would be something to, like, put a smile on your face and be like, wow, you know what? I've never been asked that before. And I think a lot of artists, when they're being approached by supporters and fans, I won't use the word groupies, you know, because a lot of artists don't like that word. It's like, they want something different. They like when their supporters ask them different kind of questions, like,
right,
you know,
right.
Human questions, you know, like during the holidays, like, what do you like to do? Like, are you family
right.
oriented? Like,
right,
when you was a
right.
kid, what
right.
kind of toy
right.
did you like?
Right,
you know?
Right. When you see TMZ run up on different people, they usually respond to them kind of questions. Like, they don't want to hear all that other stuff that they get. When they ask you just off the wall shit, they always get the response.
Yeah, because it's fresh. When you keep getting asked the same questions over and over and over, it's redundant. So it's like when
mm-hmm.
you got a fresh question, you're like, oh shit, damn, I'm
mm-hmm.
like, I like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I looked at an interview with Rick Ross on Power 97, and they were asking him, like, you know, by you being a boss, like, when it comes to Christmas and the holidays, what kind of gifts do you like? And when he answered that question, it was like a humble answer. I kind of started liking that dude again for that moment.
For them. So you don't like him now?
So what?
So you don't like him now?
I'm going to go on record and be like, I can't really rock with somebody that we really don't know your true identity, because when you came out, you was rocking the Rick Ross, his lifestyle. So, like, who are you really? And then it's like, you're reckless with your mouth, and you say different things that brings on a lot of controversy in your life.
Man, but I kind of feel like he's like the... Like, he never portrayed to be the good guy this. You know, he's like, if this was, like, a movie, he's like the Wes Craven. You know what I'm saying? So for, like, them to get mad at what he said on the, you know, the Reebok and all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, look who you bought. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he was doing nothing out of character out of what he was doing before. I like his music. He turned me up. You know what I'm saying? I don't listen to him for like, personal, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like Pac was something different. Like, you felt like you connected with Pac. Like, I just really just take Rick Ross for what it is. It's good music.
Yeah, I don't take anything away from his music. I even fucked with the Port of Miami, that first CD and everything like that. But I just feel like a lot of the controversy that he has in his life, he brings it on about the things that he talks about. And sometimes people tend to take it more personal than they should, or they feel like they have to make a statement, because so many people don't respect him because he makes it easy for people to take digs at him. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if he, like, just came out and did a documentary and just showed who William is, you know, a lot of people will have a different view, because at the end of the day, even Reebok said he's a good guy. He just did. He got stupid people around him.
Yeah.
And I mean, for them to just even come out and say that, this is like, okay, cool. And I just feel like, you know, a lot of rappers just need to stay in their lane, do what they do, and don't do anything else. Don't do any more. Don't do any less. Just do what you do.
So you don't think they should grow?
Have a happy medium. Huh?
You don't think they should grow and experiment and try other things? Like, they should just, like, be in a bubble? Just like,
no,
all right,
I mean,
that's all I'm going to ever be.
Well, it just depends, because you got some people that are here today and they're gone tomorrow. And it's like, it's all about your, I think, your mental development and your mindset and the type of goals and aspirations that you set for yourself.
Right.
And you got to think, music today is way different than it was back in the day, like when it originally started. So now you got, like, all these fad rappers, you got all this fucking auto-tune and all this other stuff. So it's like taking away from the beauty of the art of hearing your voice, your real voice, because that's what made you different from everybody else, is your tone, your delivery, your lyrics, and your mindset.
True.
So now it's like, you know, Soulja Boy, you know, he had his run. He was smart. And then it's like after a while, he started making a lot of dumb decisions. And I think it comes a time when you have OG rappers, you know, that the pioneers and people that have made it and people that are trying to make it. I think everyone should come together and, like, tell the truth, because you yourself, being a rapper, know that it's not all what it's cut out to be. It's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
That part is definitely true, and I think that that's definitely something that people need to touch on how hard this shit is. Like, everybody act like it's so easy, you know what I'm saying? And they really spend
it's
a lot
hard
of lost and wasting their time, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, like, if you ain't gonna put, it ain't no certain amount of money that you gotta put in this shit, but it costs, just like to do anything. To run a, if you gonna start selling t-shirts, you gotta buy the t-shirts, you gotta buy this, you gotta buy that, you gotta get the screens, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get it, you know what I'm saying? Somebody press it for you, I mean, it's cost that's incurred, you know what I'm saying? Shipping, I mean, and that's just on a small scale. That ain't nowhere near what this music shit costs. So, I mean, I think that that's definitely something
free.
That they should speak on.
Yeah, because ain't nothing in life free, and people don't understand that. And I'm like, you know, you see people on these come-up DVDs, this, that, and the third. Like, just tell the truth so these little kids won't be thinking, like, oh, I can become a rapper overnight. I can get signed overnight. No, it takes years of putting in so much time, street work, shows, you know, giving up a whole lot of important and valuable stuff to try to make it, and then some of them don't even make it, and then it's like the ones that do make it, what is so hard about you sitting down, telling the truth, letting everybody know the pain?
Instead of
it
being like, oh, man, they fuck with me because I'm cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm, yeah, because that is how it be. You ain't lying.
And that's the only thing, that'd be like my only problem with rappers. And it's like for me, because my son is like getting into it, and I'm like, okay, when you're ready to be serious about your career, then I will do whatever it takes to help you get to the next level. So for me, I'm seeing it from a different aspect because, okay, I'm a radio host. I'm an online promoter. I deal with a lot of artists. So now it's like because some of the artists that have made it and have fell and are trying to come back up, they keep it real with me. And I know their struggles. I know the ins and the outs and how, you know, a lot of people be so quick to, they're hungry, they're thirsty, that they sell their soul for a little bit of money, and they're trapped in a fucked up situation. So it's like years and years of trying to get some breathing room and get out from the hell that they put themselves in by not making smart decisions, by not getting a lawyer, or not, or fucking with people that didn't have their best interest in heart.
Right. True.
And it's just sad, you know. I never want to see anybody fucked over. And that's why I feel like artists that have made it, they owe it to the community to tell artists that's trying to come up what it really is. They need to tell the dirty little secrets. They need to tell the ins and outs so people won't get fucked like they did. And if you want somebody to get fucked like you did, then you don't deserve to stay on top.
Then you're a fuck nigga.
Exactly, and we know it's a lot of fuck niggas out there that put themselves in CEO positions and, you know, record label positions, A&R for major label positions, and at the end of the day, you said it perfectly, you are a fuck nigga, so who in the fuck is going to respect you?
True that.
And that's like one of my dreams, to have a fuck nigga come on my show.
You ain't going to call him a fuck nigga, though.
Why wouldn't I? Last I checked, I pay for my radio show. So I can pretty much say and do what I want.
So
it's
your radio
day,
show. Who's the dream fuck nigga guest?
Huh?
Who's the dream fuck nigga guest that you want on your show right now?
Let me see. Where would I start? First of all, I would have to say, I would have to start out with Blue Da Vinci.
Woo!
Hmm?
Why you say that?
Because he is. I would have to say that because, for one, you're not being true to the movement that put you where you're at, first of all. Second of all, I have no respect for anybody that has considered on snitching or, you know, like, put it like this. You had your right-hand man. When he came home, you're all on Twitter, like, I'm gonna look out for you. I got you. When you come home, you won't got to worry about it, because he was one of the ones that was coming home to nothing. You feel me? So when he comes home, you don't do anything. You're just on Twitter making yourself look good to the point where you don't even show no kind of love. So when this nigga runs into you at a strip club, he runs your fucking pockets. Like, give it up. You're on videos talking about you talk to Big Meech every day. How the fuck is you talking to Big Meech every day when Big Meech was in the hole for several months? People respect honesty more than they respect a lie.
Hey.
Then I would have to say Jay-Z, because, like, you know, you was not true to Dame, and sure as hell wasn't true to Benny. Because how many people did Siegel keep off your ass because that was your shooter? I'm very big on loyalty. Very big.
I'm huge on loyalty too. I mean, in them situations, I don't really have no knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Are these particular artists? You know what I'm saying? On what they.
But those would be the ones
really
that I would. Because for some reason or another, I always find myself in situations where I meet people that know people, and we become real cool, and I always get brought into the inner circle. And then, you know, you have privy to, like, certain information, and you just be like, wow. Because when
but
you're
it,
outside,
it is always two sides to every story. I mean, have you talked
to both
sides?
No, it's three sides to every story. It's three sides.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But put it like this. This is what my grandmother used to tell me. 20 different people can't tell the same lie at different times.
Yeah, that's deep.
But it's always your side, his side, and the truth are somewhere in the middle. And I'm also a firm believer that when you have shit in black and white, such as secret indictments and paperwork, that tells a story right there.
Yeah. Can't argue with that when you sign on the line.
Exactly. And me personally, I used to be in a drug game. I've been to prison. I did 3 years and 8 months. You know what I'm saying? And every time that I committed a crime, I knew there was a chance of me doing, like, getting popped. So I never cried over the time that I got, because I could have got a lot more time because I did a lot of dirt. You know what I mean? So it just amazes me how this new age and people or fuck niggas don't honor the street codes anymore. It's like everybody has changed it to what they want it to mean. Oh, if I get popped, I'm going to set this person up for telling somebody, then I don't got to do my time, but this motherfucker going to do his time and my time, and I'm going to be all right, and I have a problem with that.
But it's all shit I talk about in White America. So that's why they need to download my mixtape, May 28th, on live mixtapes. Because I definitely deal with the street politics and the shit going on, not just in Chicago, but everywhere, because all the shit relates. I mean, the same shit you're talking about, the same shit happening in my hood and in the next neighborhood. You know?
And that's real, because that's just life. And I just think that more artists should use their knowledge, or the fact that, you know what, I'm going to speak on this because this is what needs to be spoke on. So what I'm going to do is I need you to go ahead and introduce your song, Paper No Plastic, and we're going to go ahead and play that one for you.
All right. Once again, it's Blanco Kane. This is another one of my records, Paper No Plastic. The video was shot in Atlanta debuted on Worldstar, so I mean, y'all can look that up, check the record out. It's produced by Danny B, you know what I'm saying? Straight cash shit, paper, no plastic, CG shit, check it out.
And it's kind of like, man, I'm in my player mode. I just made the All-Star game, now I'm going for the MVP. Shit so boss. Alright, let's go.
Spending money like I'm in a rush. That's how I get it back. That's how I get a rush. You ain't connected, better get with us. You gotta know someone who knows someone to get in touch. Straight cash shit, paper no plastic. Straight cash shit, paper no plastic. Straight cash shit, paper no plastic. Straight cash all, paper no plastic.
50 style, no swipe, where your money counter? 30 shots sharp, turn nothing funny around us. These comedians are find out the ingredients. Between life and death, this is how you season it. Lemon trigger, barely squeezing it, you see the light. Our fathers, Hail Marys, get your soul right. While fornicating all these women that I'm swimming in. If the devil got a face, I think he Benjamin. Met Andre with Coco when I whipped the cake. A robber's nightmare, vocal recognition safe. For heaven's sake, when my lawyer rests his case, I hope the gavel bang it followed by his poppin' ace. You know the verdict, when you hear them hand claps. Trying to stay up on the course and out the sand traps. When you're living out your raps, never is it awkward. The biggest bank account is what I'm trying to conquer.
Spending money like I'm in a rush. That's how I get it back. That's how I get a rush. You ain't connected, better get with us. You gotta know someone who knows someone to get in touch. Straight cash shit, paper no plastic. Straight cash shit, paper no plastic. Straight cash shit, paper no plastic. Straight cash all, paper no plastic.
$2, no shoes, and it's $2. Big nuts. Bands in the two socks. Who rocks? This dirty money so important. Gotta wash my hands, no detergent, we imported. She bound a bitch, rolling split, sucking this. Father, forgive me, brought her from the sewer rich. So curious how it feels to be super rich. Lawyer Knight got it acquitted, cause he's too legit. Can't explain the rush I feel when I cash out. I was ass out, no pot to pistol box to shit. Early night. Gunfight, crack smoke, fiends soften up them pearly white. Hammer loaded, I might die tonight. It's the life I chose like a double sided knife. Coming through the check, jamming up the money count. Put it on the counter, split it with my niggas round.
Spending money like I'm in a rush. That's how I get it back. That's how I get a rush. You ain't connected, better get with us.
You gotta know someone who knows someone to get in touch. Straight cash shit, paper no plastic. Straight cash shit, paper no plastic. Straight cash shit, paper no plastic. Straight cash all paper no plastic. Ma.
Yeah.
That is like an easy listen. That's like a smooth ass track, and it's like one of those, like, you and your shorty, not your girlfriend, but you like just somebody that you're kicking it with, to just lay back on the bed and listen to it and have like a smooth ass vibe going.
Yeah, that's what I specialize in, that kind of music right there. You digging that, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing that all day. Like, that's my whole lane. That's that V12 music. That's what we started with, you know what I'm saying? That writer shit, because, I mean, half the people in Chicago, we live in our cars, you know what I'm saying? So it just put me in a place where you can just lay back, summertime, windows down, you know what I mean, and just vibe.
Wow. Now, tell everybody when the mixtape drops and all the outlets they can get it on and all your promo tours that you're going to be doing.
May 28th is the release date. You know what I'm saying? You can get it exclusively at Live Mixtapes. I mean, it'll be featured on various blog sites, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, which would direct you to the live link. And, basically, I mean, like I said, we're going to be in Miami for Memorial Day weekend, the 24th through the 27th. We're going to turn up, shoot some videos, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be out there with all the promos, so, you know what I mean? You can run into us, you know, see us everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And as well as the birthday bash in Atlanta, that's in mid-June, I believe. We're going to be down there with Swamp Izzo, DJ Scream, you know what I'm saying, the Hood Rich Crew, excuse me. And then the BET Awards, we'll be out there with the Hitman DJs, Casper, and, you know what I'm saying, shout out Casper and his whole crew, you know what I'm saying, that's out in L.A. So, I mean, we're going to turn up, but we're going to be at everything that's happening, you're going to see my face. You know what I'm saying? If you're out there, you're going to see my face. If you ain't out there, you're going to see the viral videos.
And just make sure you give me everything. Because I'm going to be pushing it like hell.
I definitely do that. I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Before we even did the interview, I seen how many times you was pumping that out. Yeah. We're going to be Friday, 9 o'clock. I like that.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that on top of having a radio show, that I'm, like, privileged to work with so many talented artists. And I feel like by you coming on my show, me promoting you is the least that I can do, because you gave me an opportunity to explore your mind and to share your experiences with my audience.
Right. Yeah. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you having us on here.
Yes, I would really like to thank you for coming on. Oh, trust me, they're going to be in the rotation. You'll be seeing tweets coming out next week. Like, you know, shit, you know. And I'm still the only one that got the Spendaholic, and it's not going nowhere, trust me.
Yeah, you're the first one. Like you said, it's fresh off the studio. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, the mix done, and we like send it over.
Shouts out to Troy. Thank you, Boo Boo.
Yeah, man, they definitely enthused about the whole, you know, movement. Also, as well, we got the, you know, Sac Star DJs behind the push, and you know, I mean, they going strong throughout the region, and you know, what I'm saying, really trying to take it nationwide, you know what I'm saying? I'm managed by them as well, so, you know what I mean? We finna go hard with this, so, you know, make sure y'all download the project, leave some feedback, it's all appreciated.
Yes,
however you feel. You know what I mean? I'm fucking with this record, however you feel.
Well, I really appreciate you coming and giving me so much of your time. And I know you, like, got a hella, hella shit to do. But feel free to drop in any time. And, you know, I think I am following you on Twitter. But, you know, when you hang up, you're going to see all the tweets anyway.
For sure. And then, you know, when you out, you know what I'm saying, you come to Chicago and link up.
Oh, trust me, I plan on coming because I'm about to take my radio show on the road and turn it into a TV show. So I'll be, like, live and up close and personal, Chalk Mommy Moment interview.
I got to get that. I got to get on that.
Be careful.
I
got to
see if you freeze up. I got to see if you freeze up in person.
Oh, me, no. Hell no. Never that. I'm the type of chick, I'll pull out my fucking videos and head videos and show them to you. Like, yo, look, this is what I do. This is who I am. What's up?
Damn. Oh, shit. I appreciate you giving me the time as well. You know what I'm saying? I'll be listening, checking your show out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Supporting you as well.
Thank you so much.
All right, now.
All right.
All right, take out.
You too. Hello, Nympho. Hello, Jazzy.
So you are so bad.
What'd you say, Jazzy?
You are so fresh. I had a little grin. He was like, oh, no, totally a supporter.
Because he don't know about me. He didn't know about me. Shit, like Martin Blake. You don't know about my mama biscuits. You don't know about my mama biscuits.
Y'all know about my mama biscuits. I was cheesing so hard just now. Like,
see, he's not like Nympho. Nympho know all about me. See, Blanco didn't.
No,
so
the name.
I don't know nothing.
You don't know
it's
nothing.
Name.
Well, let me Jazzy says, Nympho don't know nothing. Let me tell you about Nympho. He like 6'4". He live in Vegas. And girl, he got dick for days. I swear that shit is like down his knees.
Well, I don't want no parts of that.
And the topic of the night is oral sex important in a relationship?
It depends on your relationship with.
I agree that it's important. Like, if you're in a relationship and it's monogamous and you're exclusive, it's important.
It's not even important. It's a mandate.
Yes, head is mandatory.
It's a mandate. Like, there's not an option. That's not like buying a car. There's no option.
There is an option.
You said there is an option? Are you speaking from the giving or the receiving?
Both.
Huh. That's interesting
there,
coming from
know,
a man.
If you're down there and you don't know what you're doing, if you're a female or a male, you're going to have to get up off of me.
Oh, hold on. That didn't sound right.
What?
Nympho, let's take that back. Rephrase that.
I mean, common sense, like.
No, that wasn't common sense. We hear a lot on this show.
It goes for males and females. Like, if a female down on a male, she'll know what she's doing. Ain't no point in you being down there. If a male down on a female, he'll know what he's doing. You have to get up.
From where?
Okay. That sounds better because we have people that are on the show that the men that do male and female. You know what I mean?
I don't know nothing about that.
That's why we told you to rephrase that.
See, I don't even have homo thoughts, so it didn't even cross my mind.
Oh, well.
See,
I damn sure had my eyebrow raised.
Yeah, like,
that's what I need to raise.
My eyebrow was up, like, huh? I was a little confused. Okay. But I think that if you're in a committed relationship, if that person does not do it to your liking, it's your responsibility to teach them how you enjoy it. You always want to teach.
If I got to teach them, we'll need to be together. If I got to teach them, we'll need to be together.
But see, I think that that's unfair. And the reason being is because, you know, it's that saying, different strokes for different folks, right? So if she may do it this way at this particular time, that might be because maybe the previous relationship she was in, that's how he enjoyed it. But maybe you don't like it like that. Maybe you like it like this, right?
How?
So
like it like how?
Perhaps you should have a conversation with her about that.
Talk on mommy?
Yes.
We got to have a conversation about that.
Uh-oh. Have a conversation about what?
Make sure you don't do it right.
Make sure I do it right.
Yeah.
You got me fucked up. You better check my resume. I don't know
I
how
mean
to do
it
wrong.
It's very impressive, but you can put anything on a resume.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of video to back up everything. Yeah, I have video.
I was saying earlier, though.
Huh?
I said I wasn't feeling what you were talking about earlier.
What you mean?
You were saying that rappers should tell these up and coming artists to struggle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I hear you and I understand what you're saying, but I don't feel that.
But the thing that I'm talking about, like, okay, you have these young rappers that are hot. And they have people that know that they're hot, and they don't really know their self-worth, so the label fucks them. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like when you yourself have been through the struggle and you know the ins and the outs and you know how crooked the industry is, that you should sit down and school artists and let them know.
I mean, why would you make it easier for the next nigga, like, going through that struggle is going to show you if they about that life or they not.
It's not the point of making it easy. It's just like, yo, this shit don't happen overnight. You're not going to wake up and be a motherfucking star. It don't work like that. And people tend to sensationalize rapping, singing, or whatever the fuck you do, like you can become a star overnight, and everybody knows that's not necessarily true. I just feel like artists from all walks of life should sit down, have a sit down, and just be like, okay, have a keep it real session. Those are very important. I think in all aspects of life, not just the entertainment industry, but just in general. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you're making it easy for someone. It just means that perhaps you can help the next person succumb the bullshit or brace themselves. The reality is, the game isn't meant for everyone, right? So you're either talented or you're not. And if you're talented, you still have to have a few other things that come into play with that in order to really make it to the top. So you're not necessarily handing out the red carpet, but it doesn't mean that you have to watch the other person sink in quicksand either. So I can agree with that. So, I mean, that's just like motherfuckers saying, shit, marriage ain't easy. It ain't all like you seem with, like, the honeymoon lasts forever. No.
I'm back.
Did you leave?
Yeah, I had money on the other line.
I guess what I had to say was not that goddamn important. Oh.
I mean, everything you said is important.
Apparently not, because you clicked over mid my sentence.
But I have money on the other line, boo.
So we don't want to mess with your money because that we need you to have that. So when I come to Vegas, I can have a good time.
Oh, that's nothing. I don't need money for that. I'm just gonna make a phone call. Where you want to stay?
I'm hot in Las
Vegas. What kind of room you want?
Well, when you come to Vegas, Chop, you can come hang out with me. I'll meet you in Vegas. I'll totally do that.
See, where you
I'm
at?
I'm just waiting for him to. He's in L.A. Oh,
yeah,
you're in San Diego. I'm in San Diego.
Okay.
Oceanside?
No, not Oceanside. I live in Temecula.
Oh, damn.
You over there by the Temecula?
Uh-huh.
That's considered San Diego?
Sort of. It's kind of like we're in the borderline of San Diego County. I work in San Diego every day, so that's what I most identify with, because that's where I usually am work.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Anyway, Todd, so when are you coming?
Huh?
When are you coming to the West?
I'm waiting on the info.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Waiting on me because I'm ready right now.
Oh, okay, right now. Okay, well, my airport is closed.
I don't know. Or you both live in the country.
Yeah, I do. I live in a small, like, not a small city, but, you know, it's not like a big popping city.
If your airport closed, we know it's small.
Mm-hmm. I can't help
Vegas
it. I'm
never sweet.
Oh, no,
never.
We don't.
Hold on.
So how was your day?
My day was great.
That's nice. And what do you got for the weekend? I think every
tomorrow,
day you have is productive.
Tomorrow I got to work. Sunday I got to work. So I really ain't doing too much this weekend.
Oh.
I'll probably go out to Cali after I get off work tomorrow. Come down.
Take pictures. Send them to
go out there for Mother's Day. Hold on real quick. Let me tell this dude my gay code.
Anyway, Chuck, okay, I feel like I called in far too late. I missed out on a lot. I knew it was probably going to be some wild and crazy stuff happening earlier in the show, but I could not get away before then. And I wanted to call in so bad because this was such a hot topic.
Girl, it was. Tone called in, and, you know, he always has his antics about head and everything. But I didn't get a chance to ask him his thoughts on Mr. C because the guest called in. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Tone had been missing in action for a moment. And he hadn't been on like a couple of like three shows,
yo.
I think, maybe. Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know, today I just thought about that topic and I was just like, you know, first it was like, you know, because I looked at Love and Hip Hop on Monday, and, you know, for black women, we always in our son's relationships, you know what I'm saying? It's always an issue with us. And I was just like, you know, it was like I wanted to touch on the topic of, do, you know, you allow your mother to have a lot of say-so in your relationships, you know, especially when it comes to your baby moms and, you know, wives and stuff like that. But then something just was like, is oral sex important in a relationship? And I was just like, yeah, that would be a good topic, because you have, like, so many different people that have their different beliefs, whether it's from religious reasons, cultural reasons, freaky reasons, and, you know, just selfish reasons. And
okay, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
Yes. Sure.
Okay. If your previous partner, if she giving me head and she let me nut in her mouth every time, and then my next boo or girl or whatever ain't with that, how's that going to satisfy me? That ankle never turns.
That's why you ask all the right questions before you make a motherfucker your boo.
Oh, okay. We got to play Jeopardy. All right, that sounds good.
Nah, I mean, that's just in any type of situation that you're going into. Me, personally, I'm going to ask him every question possible because I know me. And if it's some way, shape, form, or fashion, we ain't sexually compatible, I'm not about to fuck with it. because I'm going to end up fucking with you and somebody else because you're not doing everything I need you to do. So therefore, you shouldn't even have the title of being my fucking man. It's either all or nothing.
All or nothing.
Because I'm going to give you all or nothing.
So,
you telling me
you letting your man hit the red eye, the brown eye, and the mouth?
Whatever it takes to make my man happy and he's making me happy, then damn it, that's what I'm going to do.
So, what if your man is into like threesomes and shit?
So, what?
What if your man is into threesomes?
Been there, done that. I'm the one that brings it to him.
This Cali Kush be killing me.
Huh?
I said this Cali Kush be killing me, but okay, go ahead.
But yeah, I've been there, done that. I was the one, every time I've had one, I was the one that suggested it to my man.
You're just a wonderful lady.
Hell no, nah, you funny.
Yeah, must be nice.
So I'm told.
They ain't lying.
I'm a keeper.
I see. Check.
Yes, I am a keeper.
So how long are you going to let me keep you when you come to Vegas?
You know, you might want to keep me forever.
I feel like this conversation should go off air.
Nah, we ain't talking about nothing too serious.
Just saying. This is like an A and B conversation, and I feel like all of the all viewers...
My bad. Let's talk about Lil' Kim putting Jay-Z on blast. How y'all feel about that, Jay-Z and his trainees?
No, wait, hold on. What? I'm lost.
I said, let's talk about how Lil' Kim put
Jay-Z
on blast.
I'm lost. You're mesmerized. Go ahead.
Oh, I did. Oh, my gosh. How did I miss that? Damn.
What happened? I'm sorry.
He said Lil' Kim put Jay-Z on blast.
I'm sure that didn't make Mama Bay excited about that. Miss Carter is not happy, I'm sure.
Oh, when did this happen? Nympho?
Like 2 days ago. You didn't read about it? How she said he took her virginity at 15 and him and Jamie Foxx was having threesomes with her and how he liked trainees and he used to fuck with this basketball player in the NBA. I forgot the name she said. All type of shit she was saying.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Ma. You got to be on point.
I've been, like, on some other stuff. Oh, my gosh. And I cannot find it online.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me look on my phone and see where it was at.
Oh, shit. Jazz, I can't wait to get this one.
It was on LC.com.
On who?
LC.com. I'm about to turn to your BBM.
Oh, please do, because I got to read this.
You got it?
I'm going to check right now.
Oh, I'm late. I didn't even see these messages. My bad.
It's okay.
Why don't you go ahead and read it to us in your sexy voice so everybody can hear the story.
Okay, hold on. I mean, I gotta make this font bigger. Damn.
That's why we gotta get you on the BBM
10. No, it says, is it, you mean Foxy Brown?
Foxy, yeah, my bad. I'm high.
Oh, because I'm like, okay, hold on. Let me go ahead.
She don't need no more trouble.
I mean, she just put the nigga out there. She probably broke, trying to get some money or something. Jamie Foxx,
I know,
and
she
is.
She been wearing the same doggone coochie cutters for the last 10 years.
I think Jay-Z was tearing that coochie up since she was 15. She said she had no nothing
about
coochie.
Foxy Brown. She been wearing the same damn shorts for the last 10 years.
Oh, that's fucked up. The shorts got a yeast infection.
It says, ooh, she's like a bug. It says Foxy Brown, whose real name is Inga Morshad, has revealed that her ticket to rap success came at a price, and that it all happened while she was underage. She says the man who put her on to the rap game, Jay-Z, then 27 years old, took her virginity when she was 15 years old at an Hover, who she says has a horse dick, funded her shopping trips and pampering at hair and nail salons while she was still in high school, all to get into her panties. It says, but
he was well endowed.
That goes along with everybody else, including Superhead. It says, but that's not all. Foxy claims that Jay-Z is an undercover trainee chaser. She says that she learned that after a trainee began calling and harassing her, not long after Jay-Z gave her gonorrhea. What the fuck? Foxy says that one of her sex sessions with Jay-Z was all caught on tape. Then Foxy says she and Jay weren't alone. Oh, shit. Their company was the real Wanda from In Living Color, Mr. Jamie Foxx. According to Foxy, Jay-Z signed her to a multiple gag order from where she, Jamie, and Jay engaged in a threesome, and that not long after the incident, the tape was ironically robbed from her home. Foxy insists Jay-Z had everything to do with the robbery. It says,
my goodness.
Besides the legend that Jay-Z chases trainees, Foxy says that there was one constant man in Hova's life. According to Foxy, Jay-Z and Larry Johnson were fucking buddies.
Grandmama.
No, hell no.
That's why Grandmama wore that dress. Jay-Z was tearing that booty up.
Oh, my gosh. This doesn't seem to be far-fetched given the fact that Jay-Z once shared an apartment with the NBA baller who once repped Rockaware. Oh, my God. During her no-holds-barred account of their experience with Jay-Z, Foxy reported to clearly display a strong liking for Jay-Z's wife, Beyonce. Here's what Foxy had to say about Miss Hover. Now he is with Beyonce. Fuck that. A minute. Halitosis infected Helfa.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Somebody said, as a Jay-Z fan, I can believe the stuff about him taking her virginity. Over the years, the past, there were too many clues that they were together. I remember when Vibe magazine had their own rap magazine called Blade. They were doing a cover story on Foxy, and Jay showed up at the photo shoot, and the reporter saying that they left for a long time, and she came back and finished up. So I don't doubt their old relationship. That is fucking crazy. Wow.
I'm in awe right now. So I'm trying to talk about
wow.
Right? Because I have my little one, the car with me. but I had to put you on mute while you were reading that. And I was telling my friend, I'm like, so according to this, they're saying that Beyonce is breastfeeding. And my son is like, it's not true. It's not true, Mom. She's too pretty. That's not true. He's like really upset right now. He's like, how do they know? Have they ever smelled her breast? Have they kissed her? Do they know? He's really mad right now.
Oh, okay. Oh shit.
I'm like, I don't know, son. I don't think it's true. He's like, see, I told you. It's not true.
Oh, so she,
tell your son she ain't that pretty with that makeup off.
Hey, that's not what he cares about. He's like, listen, in a 10-year-old's mind, she's the it factor. That is his it factor. He doesn't care. He's like, makeup, no makeup. She's hot.
He must have seen Choco Mama.
This is crazy. I'm just like...
No.
I'm just like shocked. Like, why now was he coming out? Like, why would she wait till now to say all that?
Timing is everything.
Because she's broke, she doesn't have any money. The Carters are on right now. Beyonce just launched her new line. They're coming out with this world tour. She's doing her whole testing. They take money. You can tell they went to damn Cuba. Like, had I did it a little bit better than I did before, perhaps I could have stayed there since I was 15 and they came to right. I don't know who told you that girl is. Try to be new track for more stuff. You never know.
Who hung up?
Oh my goodness. This is just, oh my gosh.
That hurt your feelings?
No.
It's shocking, huh? Grandmama, out of all people.
I know, and then it's like 2 days ago, Larry Johnson says gay men don't belong in the locker room. Really, nigga?
he meant they belong in the bedroom.
Yeah. I didn't even know him and Jay-Z used to be roommates. Wow.
They had a one bedroom. It was more than roommates.
That does not mean it's true. Just because she said it doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah, that's her side. You gotta wait for Jay-Z to reply.
Oh, my God.
Oh, LJ, somebody gotta respond. Sure.
They're not gonna pay her no mind. She's not even that important to, like, really, in my personal opinion, that much money
for
it. Like, who is she?
Damn.
They'll probably give her a little income tax check, a little $5,000 check. She'll be happy with that.
She just fucking killed her career, her comeback or whatever. Oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be all right.
I'm just upset.
Why are you upset?
Because.
You had a crush on Jay-Z or something?
No, I used to love LJ.
Aww. You still could love him. Just know y'all got a person with other men.
No. No.
And I don't believe it. Believe none of what you hear and half of what you see.
I know I need to reach out to Foxy Brown and see if I can get that hoe on the show.
Oh, yes.
I'm mad at her for being messy and putting that all out there several years later. For what reason? It doesn't serve me any purpose. Like, why does she do this?
Yeah, my thing is, like, if it was that true, when your career first started sinking, why didn't you use that ace in the hole to bring yourself out?
That's what I'm saying, like.
Because you can't do that.
Well, listen, I'm over her. I don't even want to talk about it. Like, she's not even that important to me. That's all she wanted was a name back to me. And then next thing you know, God put out another album.
The album gonna be hard too. I'm gonna download it.
And if he is messing with trannies, that's because she looked so much like one. It probably was the same anyway.
Damn. Everybody defending Jay-Z, huh?
Not that I'm his personal friend, but I just feel like that's hella messy. Like, you were 15, you're a grown ass woman now. Like, what's the point?
Well, it's saying she lied. That's what one blog is saying. Dallas Observer.
She took all that time out of day to write that and tell that story. And it's all a lie.
Wow.
What's old girl name on the Oprah Network? Ayanna Fix My Life?
Yeah.
I need her to interview. I need her to interview little Foxy. I need to hear this story. She be getting in the motherfucking souls.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I got another topic. How y'all feel about the little psychic that told the lady 10 years ago she won't see her kids again until they get to heaven? Until she gets to heaven.
When was this?
It was on Maury, like...
Montel Williams show.
Montel, Maury, one of them. The little psychic told the lady she wasn't going to see her kids again until heaven. And they found him alive. Psychics ain't real. That's that bullshit.
Well, here's the kicker, though. So she called it where she said the lady, the girl was in the house. That part was true, right? Because she was in the house. The lady asked her specifically, will I see my daughter? Will I ever see her again alive?
You're far away from your phone, Jack.
Sorry. So the lady said no. She said, you'll see her in heaven. That part is true. Because the lady died. Now, they're saying that the lady probably died of, the mom probably died of a broken heart after that show, showing that her daughter was dead, but she was dead nonetheless. So kind of was a lie, but maybe not all the way. But that whole situation in general is crazy. Like, that whole family is crazy. And what sucks so much about it is the son of the boy, the son of the man, says his dad is crazy, but I feel like somebody should keep a lookout for his ass, too, because it's genetic. Did you guys hear about the fact that the ringleader, the brother, his daughter, had went to prison in Arizona a few years before for slashing her 11-month-old daughter's neck and killing her because the father of the little girl left her. So she got so distraught that she slashed her 11-month-old daughter's neck. And she was in prison. She tried to plead sanity, but it didn't work. They sent her ass to prison. So it's all linked. The whole goddamn family is crazy.
Damn.
And then not only did she slash the little girl's neck, but then she tried to drown her, and then tried to drown herself. Dumb bitch, she tried to drown.
What was this at?
Drown yourself. In the shallow pond, they found her. So the whole family is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Damn.
It's all linked in together. They're like
this
that.
Girl is going to hell.
What's that movie, The Crazy? Where the whole family is crazy. The mama, the daddy, the kids.
Yeah.
That's what they remind me of. They all jacked up. Something's wrong with all of them.
Well,
you have
I
to be seriously sick in the head to hold someone hostage for that amount of time, like for 10 years, invite people over to the house for the whole nine yards. Like, it's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong. Like, there's nothing happening in the basement. Something is really wrong with you. Something's really wrong with you mentally. Like, that man is really sick. Something is really, really wrong. Not to say that he deserves a lesser sentence. His ass gets everything he got coming to him. But I'm saying something is mentally wrong with this dude.
I mean, what has came out? Did he do anything to him? Did he rape him or anything? Or did he just help keep him hostage?
One of the girls had a 6-year-old daughter that ran out the house with her.
Damn.
So he was definitely raping her. Not only that, but all of the girls were said to have suffered multiple miscarriages, all of them. Suffered multiple miscarriages. Some of the miscarriages came because he would beat them and starve them to the point that they would miscarry.
Damn.
So, indefinite, he was doing some damage to them. Like, psychologically, he wasn't just keeping them in the basement and they were crazy. He wasn't going home. Like, he was beating them, fucking them, tying them up, starving them, walking them around. Did you hear how the neighbor said that he was walking them around on a leash outside in the backyard? She called the police. The police didn't come. Next thing you know, he put a tarp up over the backyard so nobody could see in the gate.
I was equal in the police department. Because people called in, they just like get prank calls.
Some of that shit gotta go investigate. You can't take everything as a prank call.
And then it's just gonna be the crazy old neighbor, you know, the nosy ass neighbor that thought she saw something, ain't seen nothing. You know how that whole story goes. So sad.
Well, hopefully they can start the healing process.
But yeah,
with your family.
You have to be mentally, like, there's no way that a person who has at least a shred of sanity could do that. I mean, really. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if they declared him unfit to stand trial. Gonna be really fucked up, but I would not be surprised at all if they declared him mentally incapable to stand trial. And he's probably not gonna go to prison, which I could be wrong about this, and I kinda almost hope that I am. I really hope that I'm wrong, but I think that he's not gonna go to prison. I think he's gonna go to a mental institution.
Oh, no.
I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I'm a mom of 2 kids. So I really want to be wrong. But I don't think that I am. So it's a mental institution. That's why when they say stuff like kids shouldn't be around guns, I think that's a bunch of bullshit. Because in that particular situation, like, a kid... I don't know. First of all, little girls should learn how to use taser guns at a very young age. That's just my personal opinion as a mother.
Little girl should do
I
what?
I carry one in my purse right now, a taser gun. No little girl should be walking around unless they have A, a cell phone, B, a taser gun. And I get the fact that that was 10 years ago, so times were a lot different then, you know. But now since, little girls should not be walking around by themselves. They should either A, be in groups, or like B, have taser guns. Like little, you know, little tasers.
I mean, that can open up a door to a whole new lifestyle.
It does, but it also helps to keep you safe. I mean, like, I'm, you know, I'm 30, and I keep one in my purse. I'm 5'2". Like, I'm 5'2". Like, oh, okay. What am I supposed to do? I'd rather taser you than shoot the shit out of you. But I carry a taser gun and walk back and forth to my car, you know? Like, and the only reason why I don't like guns, but I had to learn how to shoot one. My boy's dad made me learn how to shoot a gun. Like, he took me to the gun range and made me learn how, because he's like, you're 5'2". You need to know, like, you cock this back, somebody is going to run.
And where he at?
California, still. Same place.
Y'all
same
still
city.
Together?
Not a conversation for the radio, but, I mean, I just, you know, that's just what it is. I carry my taser with me everywhere. He brought me a taser gun and pepper spray. Like, I carry it. I did realize that pepper spray is not meant for real criminals, though, so that's why I got the taser gun. Because a real criminal is not going to be jacked up with pepper spray.
Shit, me, pepper spray back anybody up. Spray that shit.
I don't think so. Not if they're
shit
used
me.
To it.
Ain't no way you get used to that.
Yeah, well, you know, if you've ever been to, like, if you've ever gotten pepper sprayed in prison or something before, or, like, military, when you're in the military, that's part of the training exercise. You have to walk in with, you have to, like, be pepper sprayed. So you can learn how to adapt. Your eyes still burn, but you learn how to function still.
That's probably why I never went to the military then.
That's actually part of the training exercise, along with, like, being in the room with tear gas or something like that. You know, you learn how to still function in that type of an environment. Part of the training exercise. So it's like, pepper spray is not going to be good for everybody, but putting some bolts in your ass will. Well, y'all, I am about to call it a night. I got to take my dog out, and I got some work to do. I am going to be back on Sunday night for my Slow Jam Sunday edition. And I appreciate you guys calling in and supporting me.
For sure.
Chill tonight, so we should continue this another day. I like the topic. Tuesday works for me.
My minutes is free every day, so it don't matter what day.
Okay, sweetie. I'm going to hit you up, BBM, in a few minutes.
Alright.
Okay, good night, sweetie.
Good night, boo.
Alright.
Alright.